The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of Pastor Andy's Traditional Christian Message, originally broadcast on Sunday, June the 16th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a message entitled The Bible on Suffering, that was written by Dr. Peter Hammond of Frontline Fellowship, the link to the website of which will be available in the post for this show. Take your part in suffering as a loyal soldier of Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 2:3. Everyone who wants to live a godly life in union with Christ Jesus will be persecuted, 2 Timothy 3:12. We are often troubled, but not crushed, sometimes in doubt, but never in despair. There are many enemies, but we are never without a friend, and though badly hurt at times, we are not destroyed, 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. It was to this that God called you, for Christ himself suffered for you, and left you an example that you should follow in his steps, 1 Peter 2:21. What is the purpose of suffering in the Christian life? Be glad about this, even though it may now be necessary for you to be sad for a while because of the many kinds of trials that you suffer. Their purpose is to prove that your faith is genuine. Even gold, which can be destroyed, is tested by fire, and so your faith, which is much more precious than gold, must also be tested so that it may endure. 1 Peter 1, 6-7. My brothers, consider yourselves fortunate when all kinds of trials come your way, for you know that when your faith succeeds in facing such trials, the result is the ability to endure. Make sure that your endurance carries you all the way without failing, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1, 2-4. Happy is the person who remains faithful under trials, because when he succeeds in passing such a test, he will receive as his reward the life which God has promised to those who love him. James 1:12. Since we are his children, we will possess the blessing he keeps for his people, and we will also possess with Christ what God has kept for him, for if we share Christ's suffering, we will also share his glory. Romans 8:17. My dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful test you are suffering, as though something unusual were happening to you. Rather, be glad that you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may be full of joy when his glory is revealed. 1 Peter 4:12. We know that in all things God works for good with those who love him. Romans 8:28. Suffering purifies and prepares us for special service. All of God's great men knew great suffering while God purged and prepared them for his service. Joseph experienced 12 years in slavery and prison before becoming governor of Egypt. Moses was 40 years in the desert before becoming the deliverer of Israel. David was an outlaw and a fugitive for years before becoming king of Israel. The Bible is full of examples of great men of faith enduring suffering for the Lord. There is no shortcut to maturity. The Apostle's Testimony. Many may consider teaching on suffering to be negative. It is not negative. To teach on suffering is to recognize the reality of everyday life. To recognize that suffering is inevitable is not discouraging at all. Notice what sort of message the apostles of the early church taught. They strengthen the believers and encourage them to remain true to the faith. We must pass through many troubles to enter the kingdom of God, they taught. It is always a privilege to suffer for Jesus. The suffering is temporary, but the glory is eternal. Note the testimony of the apostles who, rather than claim comfort, safety, and luxury at home, chose rather to suffer for Christ whilst obeying the Great Commission of Matthew 28 verses 18 through 20. Peter was crucified upside down in Rome after much outreach. James the Elder was beheaded by Herod in Palestine after fearless preaching. John, after a life of evangelism, was boiled in oil and banished in exile to Patmos. Andrew was crucified in Greece while spreading the gospel there. Philip died as a martyr in Asia Minor after preaching to the Gauls. Nathanael preached the gospel in India and Armenia before being flayed alive and beheaded. Thomas established churches throughout Babylonia and India before being axed to death. Matthew was burnt to death whilst preaching the gospel in Ethiopia. James the Younger was crucified whilst evangelizing in Egypt. Jude preached the gospel throughout Syria and Persia, where he was finally martyred. Simon the Zealot preached the word of God throughout Syria and Mesopotamia and was sawn in half in Persia. Matthias was crucified on a missionary outreach in the Crimea. I consider that what we suffer at the present time cannot be compared at all with the glory that is going to be revealed to us. Romans 8:18. The Lord does not keep us from suffering. He keeps us in suffering. And the Lord has never expected us to do anything for him that he has not already willingly done for us. Christ himself suffered for you and left you an example. 1 Peter 2:21. Jesus was misunderstood, slandered, falsely accused and lied about. People were saying, he's gone mad. Mark 3:21. You have a demon in you, the crowd answered. John 7:20. Look at this man. He is a glutton and a drinker, a friend of tax collectors and other outcasts. Matthew 11:19. We caught this man misleading our people, telling them not to pay taxes to the emperor. With his teaching, he is starting a riot. Luke 23:2 and 5. Jesus was hated and betrayed. If the world hates you, just remember that it has hated me first. John 15:18. From that day on, the Jewish authorities made plans to kill Jesus. John 11:53. But Jesus said, Judas, it is with a kiss that you betray the Son of Man. Luke 22:48. Jesus was forsaken by his friends. Many of Jesus' followers turned away and would not go with him anymore. John 6:66. Then all the disciples left him and ran away. Mark 14:50. Jesus was unjustly arrested, illegally tried and wrongly condemned. Then Jesus spoke up and said to them, did you have to come with swords and clubs to capture me, as though I were an outlaw? Mark 14:48. The chief priests and the whole council tried to find some evidence against Jesus in order to put him to death, but they could not find any. Many witnesses told lies against Jesus, but their stories did not agree. Mark 14:55-56. Pilate said to them, I have not found him guilty of any of the crimes you accuse him of. Nor did Herod find him guilty, for he sent him back to us. There is nothing this man has done to deserve death, so we will have him whipped and let him go. Luke 23:14-16. They shouted back, "Kill him! Kill him! Crucify him!" John 19:15. Jesus was mocked, beaten, whipped, insulted, slapped, and crucified. Some of them began to spit on Jesus, and they blindfolded him and hit him. Mark 14:65. Herod and his soldiers mocked Jesus and treated him with contempt. Luke 23:11. Then Pilate set Barabbas free for them. After he had Jesus whipped, he handed him over to be crucified. Matthew 27:26. People passing by shook their heads and hurled insults at Jesus. Matthew 27:39. Realistic preaching is always encouraging. One does not strengthen people by telling them what they want to hear. Fairy tales and fantasies about endless blessings are not only cruelly false, but destructively self-indulgent. Comfort softens us, but hardship strengthens us. Wealth often breeds selfishness and greed, but suffering can encourage sharing and love. You have been listening to the traditional Christian message entitled The Bible on Suffering. I want to thank all of you for listening. I'll be back with you later today. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day and bye for now.